That's the best introduction anybody could get, isn't it? Well, it's an honor to be here this morning. Matter of fact, it's been an honor to be here for 17 services. And Lord willing, I'm planning to make 20. It's been great these past 2 weeks. It's been a blessing to my life. It's been an oasis. It's been God. And I like every bit of it. I appreciate each and every one of you. You're a blessing to my life. I like taking this thing out there. I'd rather take it out there than to have it on, but I'll tell you what, I don't want to be a drag to the meeting. I want to do what God had me to do, and I want to honor Him. I'm glad I got saved at an early age. I was a 9-year-old boy, went looking for God. He came looking for me. At Millersville Baptist Church, I was up under deep-seated conviction and got saved by the grace of God. Asked Jesus to come in and save my life, and He has ordered my steps ever since then, orchestrated my life ever since then. I'm glad that I serve a true and living God. I'm not sweating bullets this morning, worrying about everything that's going to happen, because I know the God that I serve, He's on the throne. And He has got it well in hand. And I just want to march with Him, walk with Him, talk with Him, and honor Him as I go down through this life. It's good to be here. I want to say this is a good place right quick. I'm not going to preach long. It's just a thought or two that God's impressed upon my heart. But this is a good place. There's good singing around here. There's good preaching around here. There's a good moderator around here. There's a good co-moderator around here. There's good sound men back there. There's good parking attendants over there. And I want to tell you, there's good cooking over there too. I want to say, bless God, we children of God, we ought to get fired up for God. We ought to honor Him, and we ought to be full of God. I think the last time I preached at camp meeting, I said one of the things that would scare the hell out of the world is for God's people to be full of God. I'll tell you this much, they can handle us. They can handle us if we're in the flesh. But I tell you what, you be full of God. And I want to tell you, they have to take a back seat to that. And they can't handle it. So what I want to say to you this morning is stay with God. Stay with God. Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6. I hope I didn't leave out anything. Musicians, everybody. It's just good to be here. It's a good place. And we serve a great God. Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 9, right quickly, give you these two thoughts and we're done. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the place of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I'm glad Nehemiah said, oh no, I ain't a-going. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Amen. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner, and a fifth time with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, it is reported among the heathen that Geshem saith that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. Now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now therefore and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest. You know, there is a crowd saying a lot of things. Saying a lot of things that are untrue.
But thou faintest them out of thine own heart, for they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened for the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. I just want to challenge you this morning. I just want to encourage you this morning. All of you mean something to me. You're dear to my heart, but I just want to challenge you to stay with it. Stay with it in this day that we live, in the culture that we live, that everybody would say, ditch God. I want to say, stay with God. And I want to say, stay with the church. And I want to say, stay with the Word of God. And I want to say, stay with prayer. And I want to say, stay with love. And I want to say, stay with unity. And I want to say, stay with grace. And I want to say to you, stay with forgiveness. And I want to say, stay with camp meeting. And stay with those things that are right and that are true. Stay with it. Now, God's people are often tempted to leave the great work He has called them to do to some lesser thing. Yes, sir. And four times, Nehemiah's enemies ask him to meet with him, attempting to distract him from his work. And I will say, and you know it to be true, there's a lot of distractions. A lot of distractions out there. His enemies were trying to distract him. Sanballat, Tobiah, they were desperate. You know, this morning, this world is desperate. I mean, it is in foul shape. And it's also desperate on the other hand, too. The wall was almost complete, and their efforts to stop its construction was failing. I want to tell you, God's marching on. Amen. Now, I can tell you this much. He can march with you or without you, but He's a marching on. Amen. Matter of fact, there's not anything going to stop Him. There's nothing going to stop Him. I'm just glad to be on the side. I'm just glad to be walking with God in this world. I'm glad to be worshiping God in this culture. I'm glad my grandchildren are here this morning, that they're worshiping God in this culture. You see, I'm telling you, they were desperate. It was almost complete. Their efforts to stop its construction were failing. So they tried a new approach, centering their attacks on Nehemiah's character. And by the way, that's probably coming too. That's coming. You know what they did? They attacked him personally with rumors in verse number 6. They did it with deceit in verses 10 through 13 and with false reports in verse number 17. They attacked his character. I want to say this morning, the enemy doesn't stop with one confrontation. He keeps returning to try to lure God's people away, to try to lure God's people away of those things that are sacred and those things that are holy. You know what this morning? This is a special place. And I know under the leadership that it is under, bless God, it's always going to be a special place. Whether the winds are howling outside this facility, I want to tell you, this will always be an oasis for the child of God in this place. And aren't you thankful for it? And aren't you appreciative for that this morning? Nehemiah withstood these tests because of two things. Nehemiah withstood the test because of discernment. Let me say this morning, you need a good dose of discernment. Let me say, child of God, you need a good dose of discernment. You better get in this blessed book and you better ask God which step you need to take and what move you need to make, because we need discernment. Just because somebody totes a Bible and say they love Jesus doesn't necessarily mean they know Him. There's a lot of mess out there and a lot of junk. Stay with God. Stay with it. Nehemiah's an example of staying with it. He withstood the test because of his discernment. He knew they intended to do him harm. You know what? God will give you wisdom. God to give you discernment. Hey, the meeting it's not good for you. The things are not good. God to give you wisdom and discernment concerning that. And also his dedication. I'll tell you how you're going to make it in this world, and how you're going to keep following God, loving God, serving God, and worshiping God. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have some discernment. And bless God, let me tell you something else you're going to have is dedication. Now, I've never seen so many Christians loose. We're going to have to be dedicated to God and have discernment to stay with it and to make it in this world. Nehemiah is a good example to all believers. The last lap in any race is often the most challenging. Just here several weeks ago, I seen a guy running in a race. Now, I'm not a runner. You could probably tell that. I'm not much of a walker, and you could probably can tell that. I'm not even a weightlifter, and you probably can tell that. I'll lift a fort pretty good, but I'm not that. I don't do all of that. But I will tell you, when God strengthens a man, great God, I'm telling you one thing, I feel strong. When you got the power of God on you, I want to tell you what, you don't feel frail and weak. You do feel strong. Nehemiah, in that last rap, that guy was running that race, and you know what he did? I watched him. He looked back, and there's somebody that went right past him and won the race. I want to say that this morning, the last lap is often the most challenging. I want to encourage you. This is what God touched my heart with, every one of you. Lord God, stay with it. There's no time to bail out. There's no time to buckle under pressure. There's no time to back up. Bless God, I want to tell you to stay with it. Stay with those things that are holy and those things that are sacred. It is not how long our race may be, or even how difficult the task, but how we finish is important. Lord, I want to go out of here with sweetness. I want to go out of here right. I want to leave this world right. Appreciate the faithfulness of some men that's walked right here. I mean, been right through this place. Appreciate my dad. Lord, what an exit just to have him. He's come every service. Me and Steve told him he could skip one and come to the next one. Lord, he's been here all the 2 weeks. You know what I like about that? I just like to see. That, I want to tell you what that is. I appreciate faithfulness. I even run into a Methodist preacher one time, said he'd been in the ministry for 35 years. I respected that. Because I want to tell you, I know a lot of men ditching it. I know a lot of Baptists that are ditching it. Exiting, getting out. I want to say to you this morning, stay with it. Rebuilding the walls and hanging the gates. Nehemiah was an example toward sprinting toward the finish line. These two things. Don't get sidetracked. Stay focused. Every one of us this morning, don't you get sidetracked. You stay focused. Focused on God and what God has said and on the Word of God, and walk with Him. And don't get sidetracked. Stay focused on Him. Now, I will tell you this much this morning. You get focused on everything else. I tell you, my blood pressure goes up when I watch the news, so I have to be real careful with it. And also, my fleshly nature comes out when I'm watching the news, because I will start talking back to them. And my wife says they can't hear a thing that you're saying. I understand that, but it just helps me to get it off of me that I have to say something to it. Be careful this morning. Don't get sidetracked. Stay focused. And stay focused on Him. That is how you and I will be able to stay with it. And then I want to say this, and I'm done. Don't get sidelined. Be faithful. Don't get sidelined this morning. Be faithful. There have been some men that come through here that I loved and respected and been a blessing to my life. But they've gotten sidelined. I want to say to God's people this morning, stay with it. Lord, we ain't got in on all of it yet. This is just a little foretaste of what we're going to get in on. But I'm telling you one thing, I'm liking the foretaste. And it's going to get better by and by. Stay with it this morning and honor God.